on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Oh, we don't get to see you this morning, Adam. Good morning.
Oh, you'd be shattered, Slats, wouldn't you?
Not seeing you, absolutely.
Oh, we enjoy it.
We like
I'm
you coming in.
Feeling a bit the same.
Yeah. We like you coming in. What's happening in the world of rugby, mate? The Waratahs, they had a good win over the Blues, 23-11.
Yeah, look, I have to admit, the Waratahs are on a bye this week, so it's been a little bit quiet here in New South Wales, although it's more on a national scale at the moment. The Wallabies had a 51-man camp just recently, and all reports coming out of that was a huge success. So no training boots, no mouth guards. It was just all talking about how they're going to win the World Cup. But, look, I still think the Waratahs, the game was pretty ordinary, to be honest, guys, but they got the result and they got over the line. They're really starting to get some momentum in this competition. They'll be hard to stop. But they were very good last weekend against the Blues.
Yeah, we chatted with Scott Fardy from the Brumbies, and of course he was involved in that camp as well. So Michael Checker just laying down the ground rules about what he expects from the extended squad and giving them the best pathway, really, Adam, to find their way into that World Cup squad. But the Brumbies had a week off after getting beaten by the Waratahs, so there's plenty of motivation for them this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Brumbies need to get back on their winning ways. But look, the match of the round, which is everyone's talking about, which doesn't really have an impact on the competition itself, is the Reds versus Rebels. Why? Because everyone's talking about Richard Graham. And I do think that Richard Graham has inherited a lot of problems there with the Reds because of injury. However, if he goes down this weekend with the star-studded lineup he's got, and there's one notable person that should return, and that's Carmichael Hunt. So all eyeballs are on that Reds and Rebels game there in Melbourne. Carmichael Hunt back, James O'Connor's back flying, Adam Ashley Cooper's back in form against the Rebels side, who I still think should have probably won against the Hurricanes. So it'll be an interesting match there at Amy Park on Good Friday.
Well, okay, it's $1.67 the Rebels, the Reds $2.15. Now you tip the Rebels every week.
Well, I do, but I just think that the Rebels in this match, when the Rebels are favourite and by that sort of margin, they never win. So they like being the underdog, but I just think the Reds are under an enormous amount of pressure. I just think the Rebels are due. I wouldn't do it on any other. I am going with my head on that one, not my heart. I do think it'll be a close game.
Can I just ask, Bill Pulver is talking about player burnout, and it comes on the back of players looking at off-season overseas situations, and Israel Folau is possibly going to play 36 months without a rest. I mean, can they physically get through that? Maybe the backs can.
Well, it's a really good question. But I'd be interested to know what you think about it from an IPL point of view. Players now are going to be interested in playing in Japan, but not all players. Like an IPL player, you've only got to be good at 2020, and they're not going to be looking at test players for that tournament. But especially with this Japanese tournament, they look at number eights, sort of outside backs. Japan aren't really short of little stocky blokes or little halfbacks. It's only a few key positions that they can take a few Australian players. However, Australian players could still potentially play Super Rugby and for the Wallabies. It's just player burnout. Like, are these players that go over to India and play a lot of cricket, are they getting better for it? And I know Michael Clark sort of chose the latter and just wanted to concentrate on test cricket. He could have easily played, but he wants to have a longer career in test cricket. I think that's what's going to have to come in rugby. Your players are going to be saying, no, look, you know, Japan, the offer's there and the money's great, but I prefer to focus on my country and play for Australia. But it has to be compensated in a different way. I am worried about player burnout because, you know, some of these players are thinking they can play three or four seasons back-to-back in three competitions when you include the international one. Yeah. It's a really tough ask for players, and I think it's dangerous ground.
Yeah, look, and I think it's tough ask for the cricketers to go to the IPL. This should be their rest period, and a lot of them are tied up and their bank balance improves out of sight, and that's what's driving it. But ultimately, the Australian cricket team suffer for a while because these guys are not getting the rest.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you say that. It's a welfare issue unless you're getting paid.
So, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I do think that the players that are looking to potentially have a run in Japan, and they're within their rights. They've got to do it, but it is a welfare issue, and I'm glad Bill's saying that because it's not all about the coin. It's all about losing players, and the players who are getting flexible with their contracting, we've got to work out a way to make sure that they're playing, you know, well into their mid-30s, especially the types Israel Folau. Him going and retiring early because he's had enough is not a good result for sport in general.
No, and Adam, just quickly, the Brumbies, $1.08. The Cheetahs, $7.50. They're coming off the win. They're coming off the loss to the Waratahs, then the bye. They'll be too good, won't they?
Yeah, and look, a two-try start, I think the Brumbies is still well and good. I like the Brumbies. I think they have a big result.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Well done, Adam.
Thanks, guys. See you later. Have a good Easter.
You too, mate. Happy Easter.